Ukraine's interim government has announced an Easter truce and halted what it calls anti-terror operations in the east, where pro-Russian separatists seek to break away from the country. Stefan Boss reports.
As Ukrainian believers prepare to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ this Easter, Ukraine's interim government offered peace to pro-Russian separatists in the east. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andrei Desitsia announced that authorities have halted a crackdown on groups seeking to break away from the former Soviet nation.
The anti-terrorist operation was put on a hold for the Easter time, and we will be not using force against them at this moment.
Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk and Acting President Oleksandr Turchynov also pledged in a joint broadcast to grant more power to the regions and to give a special status to the Russian language. Their offer followed an international deal in Geneva involving the United States, Russia, Ukraine and the European Union. Under the accord, all illegal armed groups must disarm and end occupations of government buildings, streets and squares. That has raised questions whether pro-European protesters remaining on Kiev's blood-stained independent square, also known as Maidan, will face police action as well. Some 100 people were killed in the area during the overthrow of the pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych. Yet Minister Desitsia says authorities are patient.
What we agreed in Geneva is that these measures will be addressed only to those who illegally occupied the building and streets. Activities of the Maidan are based on the permission from the city council. And I believe that people do stick to the promises that they need the time to be on the streets, to clean the barricades, to take it over and get back life to normal.
His government wants a more stable Ukraine in time for the early presidential elections on May 25th. Yet a self-declared leader of Eastern separatists said his men were not bound by any international agreement. They seek a union with Russia, similar to Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed by Moscow. And tens of thousands of Russian troops remain near Ukraine's borders. Washington has threatened further sanctions on Russia if the standoff continues, though Moscow denies its forces are involved in the latest unrest. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.